Bella's Japanese Game Show, Part 1. This story is a work of fiction. I don't condone this sort of thing being done to an unwilling participant. However, Bella is real, and the story has been written for her. The dirty little slut loves it. Bella lets out a sigh of relief as she approached the hotel reception. It had been a long, uncomfortable flight from London to Tokyo, and she couldn't wait to get to her room for a hot shower. The young Japanese woman at the reception greeted her with a passable English and handed her a key card. "Miss Bella, you know this special hotel. You sign, please." The woman passed her a surprisingly large stack of papers, which she flicked through, not really reading all of them, and then signed her name at the bottom of each. She found an incredibly good deal on the internet for this room, less than a quarter of the price of anywhere else in the city. And she didn't want to cause a fuss over paperwork, so she quickly signed each and every page. "Thank you, thank you. Domo arigato," the woman said delightedly, showing her the elevator while the young man grabbed her suitcase and scurried along ahead. Bella had barely looked at the room as she arrived. The young man left her suitcase near the huge, comfortable-looking bed and nodded, leaving and closing the door behind him. She swiftly stripped out of her dirty clothes she'd flown in, leaving them strewn on the bed, and almost ran to the bathroom. The room was large and luxurious. The shower was huge, and when she turned on the tap, she was pleased to see the strong pressure and instant steamy heat. She stepped into the water, groaning with pleasure as the warm water washed away the memory of her unpleasant flight. She soaped her curvy body, her large breasts and ass jiggling as she took a long, hot shower. She stepped out of her shower, her naked body dripping with water, and her long brown hair plastered to her back, and looked out confusedly for a towel. There were none in the bathroom at all, not even a small hand towel. Cursing quietly to herself, she wandered out into the room to find it gone. Everything was gone. Bella let out a squeal of dismay. No bed, no suitcase, no clothes. Against one wall was a full-length mirror, and next to it was a coat rack with some kind of shiny black latex bodysuit hanging from it. Instinctively, she clutched a hand protectively over her crotch and an arm over her wet, dangling breasts. Someone had been in her room while she showered. What kind of a mean prank was this? She paced helplessly for a few minutes before stopping to examine the suit. Of course they expected her to put it on for some reason, and if she wanted to get back downstairs to find out what the hell was going on, she had no choice. It looked uncomfortably figure-hugging and tight, and had high-heeled boots built into the legs. After taking a deep breath, Bella sat down on the floor and began pulling her legs into the tight latex. It felt uncomfortable and unpleasant against her wet skin, almost sticking to her. But with some difficulty, she slid her legs in, her feet fitting into the boots perfectly. Shakily she stood. The tight latex made it hard to bend her knees, and the heels on the boots were a massive 5 inches, forcing her to wobble about on tiptoes. It was as she squeezed the suit over her curvy ass and hips that she realized it must have been custom-made to fit her specifically. She grunted with dismay, as she felt the latex pulled into her butt crack and over her shaven pussy, and continued by squeezing her arms into the sleeves. As she pulled the sleeves on, she could see the suit included individual cups for each breast, which, while providing some support, would also display them quite lewdly once she was dressed. Gritting her teeth, she squeezed her large tits into the suit, and all of a sudden, the whole thing popped into place over her shoulders, encasing her body like a shiny black second skin. She wondered angrily if she'd even be able to get out of this thing unaided as she struggled to pull up the long zipper in the back. The zip reached to the back of her neck, and there was a strange click. Gasping, Bella tried to pull the zip back down and discovered to her horror that it was now completely immovable, locking her into this uncomfortable and embarrassing suit. It wasn't until 20 minutes later that she finally built up the courage to leave the room. She looked at herself in the mirror, shocked at how perverted her body looked, squeezed into the tight latex, tottering about on huge heels, her ass transformed into a pair of shiny black beach balls, her tits on display, bouncing slightly, totally encased. And this was how she looked as she stepped out into the blinding light, a loud roar of cheering and laughing audience. She groaned and moaned in humiliation as someone grabbed her shoulders and led her out onto the stage. Where had the hallway gone? She wondered stupidly as she looked at her new environment. There was a crowd or hundreds of grinning, laughing, jeering Japanese men. She was standing on a stage in front of a large pit filled with what looked like an obstacle course and various unusual devices. She looked back in a panic to see the door she'd come through vanished behind a huge screen that was projecting a close-up of her blushing face. The man who led her stepped back and began rapidly talking in Japanese into his microphone. He was dressed in a ridiculous bright red suit as he talked, and the audience laughed often. She couldn't understand a single word he said until suddenly, "Introducing Bella!" Immediately after he said her name, a loud, humorous moo played over the speakers, producing the biggest laugh the crowd had heard yet. "Bella, you get 10 points, you go home. Until 10 points, you stay, all expenses paid, in the hotel." "What?" Bella shrieked as she was shoved off the stage into the pit below. Stumbling on her high heels but managing to remain upright, in front of her was the obstacle course, starting with a series of walls with holes cut at different heights and sizes. "Game one, go!" She heard over the speakers and the audience cheered loudly. Some of them were mooing at her and laughing. All of a sudden, she felt a great whack on her ass. Gasping with pain, she reeled about, and there was a small smirking Japanese man, dressed as some kind of combination between a clown and a farmer, holding a long-handled paddle in both hands. "Go, go, go!" he chanted, as Bella felt another hard paddle hit her bottom from the other side. There were two clowns, dressed identically, and they began to chase her as she stumbled towards the first wall, squealing with pain and humiliation. There was a medium-sized round hole near the ground, and Bella crawled through it frantically, knowing full well she was providing her ass as an even better target. The clowns didn't hold back, paddling her latex-clad rear as hard as they could as she struggled through the hole. The next wall had a smaller hole, almost at head height. Tears forming in her eyes as she was assaulted on her poor posture continued. Bella tried to pull herself up and through the hole, but the high heels, combined with the limited mobility of her costume, provided she found it very difficult. One of the clowns grinned wickedly and reversed his paddle, aiming the handle right between Bella's shaking cheeks. She let out a howl of indignity as she was lifted up and shoved into the hole by a long wooden handle pressing into her anus. With one final paddle to the ass and a vicious poke between her cheeks, she slid headfirst through the hole and down the outer side of the hall. Struggling to get back to her feet as she saw the third wall, the hole was at waist height and even smaller than the last. Not wanting to receive too many more strikes to her tortured bum, Bella plunged through the hole, having to breathe in and squeeze to get her large breasts through. Unfortunately, her ass refused to follow. "No!" shrieked Bella as she realized her chubby bottom prevented her from getting all the way through the hole. Bent over at the waist and with her arms on the other side of the wall, she could do nothing but wail as the clowns began raining her defenseless posterior with hard spanks. Over and over, they hit her hard. She could see on the screen a close-up of her ass, watching it get flattened with each brutal swipe, shaking like shiny black jelly as it received strike after strike. "Time up! 0 point!" the host roared into his microphone. Bella let out a sigh of relief as the paddling stopped and the clowns grabbed her by the hips, extracting her from the hole. She rubbed her defeated bum, gasping at every as every touch caused intense pain. It was as though her ass was swelled up inside the suit, the latex feeling tighter than ever on her sensitive cheeks. And the punishment! The man continued, causing the crowd to cheer louder than ever. Punishment? Bella started to run, but one of the men grabbed her arm and pulled them tightly above her head as the other knelt behind her and started fiddling with her rear. What? What are you? Bella stuttered as she felt the material covering her ass peel away, leaving her bottom totally exposed. No, no, no! She moaned as the audience laughed at her chubby, bright red swollen bum. She was dragged away through the walls and towards a long set of monkey bars. They were raised up about 12 feet, with a ladder at either end. Better luck in game two, Bella! Go! Again, when her name was said, the ridiculous cow sound effect played, making the crowd go crazy, laughing and mooing at the poor girl. I don't want to play this! You have to let me go! She shouted, looking around for the exit. In reply, one of the clowns hit her hard on her naked ass with a paddle. Growling as she turned around and grabbed the paddle, she struggled with the clown, trying to take his weapon from him as the other laughed and continued pelting her glowing bottom with spanks. Bella had almost wrestled the paddle from the clown when she felt something wet and rubbery slither between her ass cheeks, searching for her butthole. She howled and turned around to see a third, grinning clown who was holding a long stick with a handle, gleaming, lubed, with a dildo up on the end. Okay, okay, Bella said frantically, climbing the ladder and grasping the monkey bars with her hands. She wasn't the most athletic girl, but the fall would be very painful, particularly in her ridiculously high heels. So she held tightly and began slowly inching along the bars, one hand before the other, grimacing with the difficulty. The clown suddenly appeared beneath her, pushing a giant, open-topped barrel on wheels with a thick white liquid underneath. Bull semen! Came the cry from the host, followed by a loud moo and intense cheering and laughter from the crowd. Tears flooded Bella's eyes as she held on for dear life. The large pool of sticky white liquid kept directly beneath her at all times by the attentive clowns. She made it to the halfway point when all of a sudden she felt something stir at her pussy. There was a light tingling at first, but quickly sped to a roaring vibration centered squarely on her clit. There must have been a vibrator built into her suit, and there was no escaping the intense wave of unwanted pleasure that now crept over her. Looking down, she saw a glowing smiley face made of small LED lights that was flashing right over her cunt. And shame-faced, she realized the whole crowd knew exactly what was happening to her down there. Struggling against the building feeling in her loins, Bella desperately continued crawling and clawing along the obstacle, her legs dangling uselessly above the nasty barrel. Two clowns, now on stilts, approached her from either side and began grabbing at her tits. As with her ass, the latex covering her large udders peeled away and bounced free for all to see. Openly sobbing, Bella struggled forward. Her arms were incredibly tired, and she felt like she might be forced to orgasm at any moment. The clowns grabbed her breasts roughly, each pulling a tight metal hoop over a heaving tit, and she felt her tits being squeezed tight as the clowns twisted bolts up as the clowns twisted bolts on the sides of the hoops, making them shrink around the base of her tits, tighter and tighter until it felt as though her poor abused udders might burst, thrust out like pink balloons with nipples. It was then she felt the familiar feeling of the dildo, large and greased, thrust between her red ass cheeks. She began screaming anew as the phallus slowly pushed its way into her tight anus. She struggled and kicked, but it continued its horrible invasion into her shitter, painfully giving Bella her first ass-fucking in front of a large, laughing crowd. It felt huge and awful inside of her, but with the constant vibrating on her clit, she knew she was going to come with the big rubber cock in her ass. Her eyes rolled back in her head, and moaning with shame, she came intensely, bucking her ass towards the probing dildo, her tightly bound udders bouncing madly, and then her hand slipped. It seemed to happen in slow motion as her sweaty fingers lost hold of the bar. The dildo slipped out of her quivering asshole, and she fell into the huge vat of thick, sticky white semen. Her head went under, and she was totally enveloped in the horrible stuff, and burst to the surface, gasping for breath, her mouth and nostrils blowing bubbles, her hair plastered to her face, spitting and crying and struggling to reach the sides. She was almost neck deep in the gunk. She could feel it oozing inside of her bodysuit through the holes, and she felt it flow inside her recently stretched anus. She wiped as much as she could of it from her face, prying apart her sticky eyelashes, and saw her cum-covered face projected huge on the screen. She looked like some kind of glistening white blob with a face bobbing up and down in a barrel of slime. Bella struggled to pull herself out of the pool, but kept slipping and sliding back in, shrieking and then gurgling and spitting as she caught a mouthful of the stuff. Time up! 0 point again! She heard through her slightly blocked ears. Time for punishment! The host's voice echoed through the room along with laughter and cheers from the crowd. No, please don't! Oh my god, no! Bella screamed frantically as the lid descended upon the barrel, sealing her in the darkness, standing neck deep in what she could only assume was the semen from several hundred farm animals. Let me out, please! She wailed and pushed and hammered on the top of the sticky, smelly prison, discovering it had been locked shut tightly and she was sealed inside. As she sobbed quietly, Bella could hear the muffled cheers of the audience and the host shouting excitedly in Japanese. She became keenly aware of the powerful, inescapable vibrator still buzzing on her sensitive clit, and to her immense dismay, she realized that even in this horrendous situation, she was becoming turned on. She gasped as she felt the barrel begin to tilt, and sloshed helpfully onto her hands and knees as it was placed on its side. Then, all of a sudden, the barrel began to roll. Bella was thrown, ass over tit, turning against the revolting contents of the container. She clamped her eyes and mouth shut as tightly as she could as she bounced around, totally submerged in cum. Then the barrel stopped. She struggled to the surface, gasping for air. The thick white gunge had frosted up from all the mixing and now took even more space in the barrel, allowing only just enough room for her face to pant and moan near the top. Please, you can't leak! Glub! Bella was cut off as the barrel began to roll again, filling her mouth with warm cum. Again, she was thrown about in the muck until her nasty prison cell came to a rest, and she was able to cough and sputter to the surface. The sensation in her pussy was growing unbearable, and she pleaded with her body not to behave this way as she felt another orgasm approaching. No, please, not here. It's disgusting. I can't come like this. As the barrel began rolling again, she was able to take a deep breath, now humiliatingly close to climax, as the insistent vibrations on her clits refused to stop. She found herself rubbing uncontrollably at her latex-covered crotch, and her painfully bound balloon-like tits were totally submerged in sticky bull semen. Then all of a sudden she was thrust into the light, gushing out of the barrel in a wave of cum, frantically rubbing her pussy as she began to orgasm, threshing about in the revolting puddle in front of a huge crowd. No, I didn't mean to, she whimpered as the crowd roared with laughter. Bella squirmed about, absolutely exhausted now, with how painful the vibrations still jolting at her poor cunt were. She was lying on a huge grate, and the slime that coated her body was slowly dripping away into the drain. All of a sudden, she was hit with a high-pressure jet of cold water. She gasped and rolled around, the power of the water and the ridiculously high heels making it impossible for her to stand. Two men, totally encased in over-the-top hazmat suits, peeled her out of her latex bodysuit, while a third hosed her down. Cuffs were snapped around her wrists and she was hoisted onto her feet, arms pulled above her until she was dancing on her tiptoes, totally naked, while being sprayed with a powerful and painfully high-powered hose. Dirty girl! The host exclaimed as one man squirted her with foul, chemical-smelling soap and the other began to scrub her with a long, stiff bristle brush. She sobbed and hopped from one foot to the other, trying to avoid the rough scrubbing, her skin turning bright pink as the astringent soap began to produce a stinging sensation in her asshole and pussy. The man paid close attention to her poor abused breasts still bound tightly in their at their bases and began to turn red. Bella howled with pain as her nipples were scrubbed ruthlessly. Then again Z turned his attention to her battered behind. The hard bristles reminded her of how many times she'd been paddled, and she moaned, turning away. Unfortunately, the man began scrubbing her irritated cunt instead, making her gasp in agony, thrusting her chubby ass back to face him, only to have the man ruthlessly spread her butt cheeks and scrub her burning anus. Bella impotently danced about on tiptoes for a long while as she was sprayed with cold water and scrubbed all over her body until finally the hose was turned off and the man with the brush gave her ass crack one last excruciating swipe. "Okay, game three!" the host shouted happily as the men lowered Bella and removed the cuffs from her wrists. Immediately, she covered her naked body as best she could, suddenly aware of how totally exposed she was to the crowd of laughing, jeering men. One of the men grabbed her by the hair, and she squealed as she stumbled along, yanked swiftly to a large wooden medieval-sty pillory, and roughly bent over, her neck placed inside a small recess and her hands on either side. "Oh," she moaned, as a plank was lowered over her neck and wrists. A padlock was clicked shut, locking her in, and she bent over at the waist and her bright red, abused ass waggling back and forth in fear. Tears formed in her eyes as she felt something hard being inserted deep into her helpless butthole, thinner than the dildo that had previously violated her, but it seemed to go in very far, mercilessly pushing into her bowels. A huge glass vessel filled with a suspiciously familiar-looking viscous white liquid was wheeled into her vision. A tube attached to the bottom vanished behind her. Was it going to go into her ass? Bella started to shriek nonsensically. There had to be more than 6 liters in there. A jar of cum wheeled right in front of her face at mouth height, and there was a fat, phallic-looking tube protruding which started poking into her closed lips.